But if you look carefully, the stars aren't spread smoothly across the whole sky. They're gathered together into a band that loops around the sky, which we call the Milky Way.
That bright strip across the sky, with its extraordinary abundance of stars and clusters, was a clue to the nature of our galaxy.
It was obvious to astronomers for quite a long time that most of the stars were gathered together into a flat layer or disk, and that we were within that disk. But we still don't know whereabouts in the galaxy we are. And then in the early 20th century, an American astronomer called Harlow Shapley hit on a way of trying to find out where the centre of the galaxy might be. He used objects called globular clusters, which are actually found all over the sky.
Bright sources containing thousands of stars, globular clusters, are spread out in a sphere around the Milky Way's central disk. Shapley realized they were in effect signposts to where the center of the galaxy could be found.
He plotted where the clusters were, and he found that although they were spread all over the sky, they were concentrated in a particular direction. And that told us that we weren't at the center of the galaxy, but the center of the galaxy was in this direction here. So at last, astronomers knew exactly where the center of the galaxy was, and they also knew pretty much how far away it was.